Strawberry Shortcake is in the studio this morning. Jacana, I think that's what we're going to call you when the South Carolina Strawberry Festival rolls around. Right. Are you okay with that?
Right. Yeah,
that's
I
a beloved
like a strawberry.
That's a beloved character. And she's never going out of style. She's popular once again. Jacana Hester is from the town of Fort Mill. Her specialty is all about events and activities for the entire community. And they have a little festival that takes place around this time each year. It's called the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. And Jacana, I cannot believe it is here, basically.
I know. It's come so fast.
Once this gets over with, we'll be preparing for Christmas.
That's right.
And the scarecrows.
Right. Scarecrows.
Exactly. Exactly.
But one thing at a time. Well, the South Carolina Strawberry Festival takes place. There are some like pre-festival events, kind of like the appetizer before the big meal is served later in May. And we'll kind of let you take it from there.
Yeah, so the History Museum, they held their soiree this past Saturday. It was a great, fun night. You can check out all the pictures on their Facebook page. They're great pictures. And then this weekend, Friday, we have the Little Miss Strawberry Festival pageant. So we'll be crowning our four little queens at that. And then on Saturday, we will crown the Teen Miss and Mrs. Queens for that event. And we've had just wonderful queens this past year. Every year we end up with just great, great women, and we are so thankful for them. And we are going to miss them, but we are looking forward to crowning the new ones.
They really become ambassadors for the town that entire year. So it's not a situation where they get a crown and then that's it. You don't ever see them again. In this case, they're everywhere. In fact, I see more of them than I do Miss South Carolina and Miss South Carolina USA. I couldn't tell you who those ladies are. I could tell you all about our queens, though, in Fort Mill. That's a testament, I think, to the program you all have built there. And, of course, that pageant is the cause before a crown.
Yes.
The ladies, while they're on stage, and their beauty and their personality can help open the door, they use that to move forward a cause that's very near and dear to their hearts. And sometimes it's very personal to them.
Yes, yes, it is. And crown before, cause before crown is their theme. And they always, yeah, do an amazing job with all of their different causes. And then the overall pageant has a cause that they support each year. And this year their focus is the Fort Mill Care Center. Mm-hmm. So they'll be accepting donations for that.
Where's the location for this year's pageants?
It's at Fort Mill High School each night at 7 p.m., and you can buy tickets at the door.
Okay. After that, you've got then more events leading up to the big festival starting on Saturday, April the 26th.
Yes, at 9 a.m., we will have the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll 5K. They have a runner's village. They have a fun run following the first run. And they'll have a DJ. It's just lots of fun that morning, getting out, getting some exercise with your family. You know, you can bring your dogs, your kids, your strollers, and just have a fun morning out. And we always appreciate you being a part of that.
I love you, and I love Fort Mill, and I love running. And the best part is when you're done running, you get strawberries on a kebab, like on a stick. They put strawberries on a stick, and you can just eat it right off the stick.
And, of course, you cannot beat the Springs Farm strawberries.
No, we cannot wait. And they're going to have opening day April the 16th, so that's going to be a very good day.
So April the 26th, that's a big time for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, because after folks get through walking and running, they can hang out in downtown Fort Mill.
Yes, the Fort Mill History Museum, they will have the Strawberry Scavenger Hunt going on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. that day. And then we'll be celebrating Barry's birthday from 1 to 3 at the museum. And we always serve Springs Farm strawberry ice cream at that event. It's free. We have just lots of fun giveaways. The History Museum has a lot of fun stuff that they do with crafts and storytelling and all that good stuff. So it's just a fun little party for Barry.
Then on Tuesday, April the 29th, you have your Strawberry Festival golf tournament. And I assume by now the spots have already been filled.
Yes. Okay. Every year I think it gets full faster. he'll be like, in a week, we're already full.
It's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Then beyond that is when the festival really ramps up. So it's the festival's back to 2 days this year. It's May the 2nd and the 3rd.
Yes, yeah, so on Friday, it's 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., we have 165 food and all different types of vendors, so just lots of free stuff to do at the festival as well. You know, it's free to go to enjoy all the exhibits, Of course, you need, you know, if you buy food or stuff from our vendors, you need money for that and for rides. But there's so much free, fun stuff to do. And then the exhibits we have this year are Pretty Bird Paradise. We have Pork Chop Review, which is, I just can't wait to see that. And then Love the Butterfly. So just lots of fun exhibits to do with your family where you can feed feed the birds, feed the butterflies, and then watch those pigs perform.
And you can also watch lots of live music throughout the 2 days as well.
Yes. Yeah, we have an amazing lineup of music. On Friday night, we have Simple Soul, Chris Taylor and the Rumor, and then Swift Nation, which is the number one unofficial Taylor sing-along that evening.
She's bringing her
backup dancers. She's got it all. So.
Well, that performer will not need any backup singers because everyone in that crowd will know all of Taylor Swift's songs.
Yes.
But that's good. And then Saturday, the entertainment continues starting at 10 a.m. with Fort Mill Elementary Schools. So they'll get up on stage similar to what they do at the Christmas time and perform. Oh, it's great.
It's great.
Oh, they're so talented. That's one of the best parts of celebrating Christmas in our community.
Yes.
When these young people get up there and they take their own spin on these very popular songs.
Yes.
Along those lines. So the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, Jacana, has been going on since 2010. Ashley and I can remember when it was, Festifun? And then they did a reboot and an overhaul. And whenever y'all rebranded it to become the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, it exploded.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of this? I mean, I know you're kind of on the producing side of this, but once you're out there and the festival's here, what brings a smile to your face? What do you enjoy?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, just seeing everyone just enjoying it and, you know, having fun with your families, just being out, enjoying the beautiful weather. And we love providing events for our community year-round that do this. Just bring people out to just enjoy Fort Mill and enjoy being together.
Sometimes you have to have events like this for families to kind of get together. We all live such busy, hectic lifestyles that this forces some folks to kind of slow down and hang out with each other, believe it or not.
Yes, that's right. And I think what I love about, you know, York County as a whole, no matter what town you're in, you know, we talk a lot about loving where you live. And I think it's events like this that the people really show up and show out to say, hey, we really do. We love where we live. We appreciate where we live. And you know, it's times like these, the Christmas parade's another one. You know, I get to do that with David Ward, and the way that the people, I mean, they're out there before I'm even turning in, lining the streets to just show up and be a part. And I think that's something great. Fort Mill has gotten so large so fast in the past couple of years. But at the heart of it, it's still that, you know, it feels like
small town.
Southern town that, you know, is very Hallmark Channel-ish almost. And so I think it's festivals like this that just really brings the community together. And y'all do such a great job. You are. You're like the town producer, Jacona.
I like that.
Great job.
So we're not going to call you Strawberry Shortcake anymore. We'll call you the town producer. We like to give titles out on this show. Before long, you'll become a doctor. Jacona Hester is with the town of Fort Mill. It is the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, and don't worry, we'll continue to give you more of these dates as we get closer to the event.